So many of us, we wake up every day in fear. We're scared. And we are so frightened to leave the box. We work in a box. We drive to the office in a box. We eat lunch out of a box. We go home and live in a box. We spend 5 hours every night watching a box. And then we die in a box. And we call it a life. And my intent, my passion, my promise to you is to remind you, you're not supposed to live your life in a box and die in a box. And to remind you, don't believe that mass thinking. Most people are unhappy. You look at the 95% of the population, how do they live their lives? Let me ask you, whether it is in Lebanon or Greece or Lithuania or Texas or Oman or Iraq or India or Sweden or Iceland or Dominican Republic or Sudbury, Ontario or Kenya, look at most people out there today. You look at most people, they gossip. They see the worst in humanity versus the best in humanity. You look at most people, they're eating toxic food to medicate themselves because they feel so much deep pain inside over the promise they have betrayed. I'm going to repeat that again because it's so important. Potential unexpressed turns to pain, my friend. Potential unexpressed turns to pain. The potential you were born into. Your potential to do art in your work. Your potential to be a craftsperson in your field. Your potential to be super fit this year. Your potential to be fearless. Your potential to deal with adversity with a smile in your face and gratitude in your heart. That's who you are. And if you betrayed that potential because you forgot who you are, you've picked up all of these negative thoughts, you're surrounding yourself with the wrong people, you've adopted these negative rituals every day and these negative habits, well, you know, that potential you were born into, that white tablet, will turn to pain. Because the deepest part of you, call it your subconscious mind, call it your deeper instinct, call it your best self, is witnessing everything you're doing. And that potential turns to pain. And that's why people eat the wrong food. It's comfort food. Yeah, it's comfort food, but it actually makes you feel worse the next morning. Why do so many people watch the news every night? Or mindless TV shows, or spend hours on the social media, trolling, making fun of other people. It's because deep inside they're in pain. And for those few temporary moments where they're tearing people down, or eating the wrong food, or drinking too much, or causing other people pain, they get a quick, short burst of adrenaline. And it's a quick high. But the next morning they wake up, and there's even more pain. From the moment you are born, you start picking up the messaging of mass thinking. You start receiving this sort of hypnosis from the world around you. If your mom is scared of money because she has money issues, she will say, money doesn't grow on trees, even though she's well-intentioned. She's your mom. If your dad has been burned by people, your dad will say, be really careful, do not trust people. You get into school, what do your teachers tell you? Dress like everyone else. Think like everyone else. Don't laugh too loud. Don't be creative. Geniuses are cut from a different cloth. Don't think too big. Play small. What happens? Then you start making friends and your friends start laughing at your dreams. And then people around you, and then society and the media starts giving you this mass thinking that, you know what, resign yourself to average. Spend the best years of your life watching television in a subdivision. You can't be healthy like an athlete. Resign yourself to mediocrity is the message that mass thinking gives you your entire life. And then don't be surprised if you end up in your 20 years old right now, or you're 35, or you're 55, or you're 85. And you have programmed yourself at such a deep level by daily repetition from the world around you to disbelieve in yourself, to disbelieve in your genius, to disbelieve in your dreams, to disbelieve in your ability to have natural health. And so I believe that's the story of life, that 95% of the people have adopted this mass thinking, and it's so subtle, and it's come from your environment around you. You know, one of my favorite movies is The Matrix. And The Matrix sort of talks about this. It's the world has pulled the wool over your eyes. You know, if you buy into the mass thinking and you behave like the normal people, normal people living like the 95%, like I said, they watch news, they are addicted to it, they gossip. I'm not being negative here, I'm just reporting. You look at most people, watch most people. They gossip, they see the worst in people, they eat the wrong food, they don't work out, they're giving away their power and they're resigning themselves to being a victim. And then they're trying to bring the successful people down because it's too scary for them to look in the mirror and say, why am I not a success? Why am I miserable? What changes do I have to make? How can I leave the safe harbor and go into the unknown, which is where my possibility lives, but I'm gonna have to go through the discomfort and the disruption to get there? No, that takes bravery. It takes courage. So what does the 95% do? They see someone who is playing at world class or making their ascent to the A game. And they laugh at you and they criticize you and they try to hurt you. And actually, if you really want to play at world class like a Mandela or a Gandhi, you will so leave the mass thinking and stand for such nobility that they will try to kill you. You will threaten them so much if you want to play at the level of the greatest of humanity and you stand for honor, honesty, love, decency. If you go out there and live at that highest level of the greatest women and men, they will try to kill you because you are disrupting mass humanity so much. Now, I'm not saying you have to be a Gandhi or Mandela or Mother Teresa or Martin Luther King Jr., the people who move my heart. But you can be a great entrepreneur, great filmmaker. This year can be the year you get to the best fitness of your life. This year can be the year you get to financial freedom. This year can be the year you make the dreams you had as a kid come true. Will you take action? Will you do your part? And will you be willing to be misunderstood and laughed at? Because as you leave the 95% and you do the things that I teach, you will be called strange, you will be called weird, you will be called abnormal, you will be so misunderstood. In my life, most people don't understand me. Why do you get up at 5 o'clock? Why do you do nature walks? Why do you keep journals? Why do you continually want to improve everything that you touch? Why do you work so hard? Why do you show so much love to the people you love? Why do you eat those foods? Why do you take those vitamins? Why do you drink that green tea? Why do you read those books? Why do you speak the way you do? Why don't you watch television? Why don't you watch news? Why do you avoid toxic people? I am misunderstood. Weird is the price people committed to world-class pay to deliver on their potential. And so what I'm suggesting to you is simply this. Masterpieces are never urgent. And we live in a world that celebrates urgency. We want to build a great company or a great life or a great mindset or a great family or a great fortune. And we want it now. We want it yesterday. And yet, you know, the 5% understand that patience really is a virtue. All of the great performers in music, sports, science, business, life have one thing in common. 2.44 hours of practice for 10 years. And I call it 10 years of anonymous. You see, you look at the Richard Bransons, and you look at the Federers, and you look at the Jordans, you look at the Jay-Z's, you look at the Madonnas, and what do you find? You find that they spent many years of iteration and focus and training before the world saw them as world class. So for you, remember, small daily acts of practice, small daily acts of optimization, 10 years of quiet training towards your mountaintop, let's say to be the master of your field, is what it takes, according to the science, to get to world class. And then we see a Jay-Z, or we see a Kanye, or we see a Federer, or we see a great boxer. And of course, if 10 years, 2.44 hours a day, all you're doing is practicing monomaniacally your one thing, of course after 10,000 hours, you're gonna get to a place where when people watch you in action, they're gonna call you a genius. The geniuses that we pedestal as divinely blessed are not divinely blessed. They're people next door who did different things.